The Pete Carroll Show. The first word from the Seahawks head coach every Monday at 9:30 with Mike Salk. Brought to you by Pizza Hut on 710 ESPN Seattle.
Well, and here we are with Coach Carroll. Coach, good morning. Thanks for jumping on after a long flight and a long night, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, we're here for you, Mike.
Well, I appreciate that. What, you know, in general, what happened yesterday?
Well, you know, it's a little bit more of the same that we've seen, you know, kind of the big numbers and stuff, you know, the time of possession stuff and the third down stuff that's been showing up. It's really amazing to me that I thought they played really well and did things, you know, with kind of a good continuity for themselves, and they were fortunate to get out of there, you know. We're, you know, you look at the whole thing, all the stuff that we can talk about on our side, and then all the stuff you'd be talking about the positive on the other side, and it's a 2-point ball game, and really, I know they didn't have their kicker and stuff. That's a little bit of a differential there for them, but as it was all came down, it was right down to the nub of it, and we really felt like we were going to win the game, you know, and maybe not deserving it or something in some sense, but shoot, we were right there, you know, for a lot of good reasons, you know, because the things that happened on the defensive side, and guys kept the score down and kept hanging tough, meanwhile, we're kind of waiting on the offense to get rolling.
Well, let's start there. Let's start with your defense. We'll come back around to the offense here in a minute. But what has been the mentality of this defense?
They're really striving to capture, you know, our mentality, which is aggressive and play to the nature of our guys, and let Bobby and Brooksy do their thing, and Quandre and Jamal do their thing, and the big guys in the middle, you know, just play off of all of that and count on that to be a winning formula for us. And, you know, it was I think that we were playing well enough that we could have really had a big night on defense. And we just needed the help from the O, and that would have made a difference. You know, we just needed some more drives to happen, and we need fewer plays because we played a lot of really good stuff last night.
What was the vibe of this game for you as you're going through? I mean, did the team feel like one of these close games you've described where you feel like you're in it all the way? You mentioned that, you know, maybe you, quote, didn't quite deserve it. Did it feel like it was getting away from you, but the scoreboard wasn't? Was there a desperation with this team trying to hang on to a playoff spot?
Like, I don't know, we didn't deserve it. I don't know if that, maybe I just said that, but I don't know if that's the way I would phrase it. We played really tough. We had so many big hits in this game. So many individual guys had huge hits in the game that just showed how everybody was connected, you know, and we were playing physically. I'm talking about the defensive now. And special teams also, you know, that was what you saw. And it was kind of highlighted the performance. We were in it the whole time. Yeah, it was one of those games we were in it the whole time. And as here we are with the chance, you know, if we just stop them at the end there, we'll get a shot at it. And sure enough, that's exactly how it went. And we put together that, you know, that fantastic last drive from the 4-yard line, and we're there. Even when in a drive that was challenged too, and we got sacked in the drive, we didn't hit everything, you know, and still the clock, no timeouts. So we just did a really, you know, the kind of job that we're used to doing. And Russ got us down the field, and guys made the catches, and the protection was enough. And we took a big sack in that drive too, that usually could cancel you out, but it didn't. So there was a continued sense of believing, Mike, and our guys really feel like we're going to win the game. And we're not happy with the way it's going. We know it could be different, but that nature, that makeup of the guys in that locker room is really special, and it's really why it's so frustrating that we're not receiving, you know, more of the fun and all the good stuff that comes with winning.
Coach, how would you assess Russ's night?
I think we saw Russ, you know, make some incredible plays. And throws, and then some throws that are really routine for him not be completed. And there was, he missed the first third down play when the ball took off on him, and there was a couple other ones on you know, third down situations where really we didn't need to do anything different. We just needed to throw and catch it. And I think we're seeing him, you know, he's got his feeling for throwing the football and all that, but there's plays that are getting away from us, you know, three or four plays in that game that really are normal plays for him to make. And so and the hard part about that is during the week, we're seeing him throw the ball great and all that. And in the game, you know, just for one reason or another, it's just not as clean as we need to be. And we need to protect better. We need to keep the guys out of his chops right in front of him a couple times. We got knocked back, and so that he has the room to throw. But that's what I've just seen him hit more stuff, you know, and that's just what's a little uncommon about it.
Yeah, I think we're all wondering about the accuracy. I mean, that's something that it's one of his specialties. One of the things that has made Russ as great as he's been here for the last decade. Is it finger? Is it finger related in terms of it? You know, not being able to grip it. Is it mentality?
I don't know that, Mike. I can't tell you that because he feels fine and he feels great. That's how he's felt during the week. And also, there's fantastic touch plays, you know, down the field and on the move and on the big plays, you know, to Tyler again. That's the last couple weeks. He's gorgeous throws, you know, and so. I do feel like some of the throws that he drives, you know, when he's throwing the ball right on the line and kind of the darts that he's got to throw in there. But look at the touchdown pass. It was freaking great, you know. So that there's just that little bit that's not as clean as it's been. And we just got to keep helping him. And we got to keep doing things. And, you know, we'll try to get guys more open and all that. But really, we just got to throw and catch it and make our stuff happen. And our guys got to come through when the time comes because the margin for error is very slight when we're not as complete as we've been. We didn't run the ball well tonight, you know, and we did block some plays well, but there just wasn't enough of them and enough to build on. And that is all part of what the scheme is. I think for the fans, it was pretty clear. You could see how they were able to play against us. They dinked the ball around a little bit. They had three explosive plays in the game. You know, out of all those plays, we had four out of those few plays, you know, and they were able to run the football with enough to keep it going. They averaged 3.5 yards a carry, which we would think was not a successful night of running the football, you know, but because of the opportunities, I think they showed you that's what we're kind of used to seeing, and it's a good winning formula, but man, the margin was really slight the way it went.
You mentioned last night that after the game, Russell was quietly accountable, I believe was your phrase to the that he spoke quietly and took accountability for what happened last night. What does that mean? What does that look like?
He just said, you know, he's got to play better to him. And he told him, he said, I got to do better. Guys know, they don't have to say a lot. It's not a lot of words. It's just the sincerity and the care, you know, that he brought to it. It was, you know, it was heartfelt. And he's doing everything you can do. He's doing everything you can do. He's staying up late. He's getting up early. He's practicing hard. He's staying after practice. He's getting the reps, the whole thing. He's doing everything he can do. And that's – everybody should understand that. That's really clear. And we're seeing the work ethic, you know, during the week that he has, and he's doing everything possible to be there for us. And he, you know, just wants to just be a little bit better. We need to be better around him. We need to block a little better, all that stuff to complement, you know, what he's doing, because everybody's working hard. And that's what makes it so difficult, you know, because we're putting in a spirited, upbeat, forward-thinking focus to work every week, you know, and that's it's been common for us, and that's the only way we know how to do it. So it's really frustrating that we're not getting the results.
Coach, we talked last week a little bit about Shane Waldron. You said he was in the midst of everything. At this point, what can he do as the offensive coordinator to help improve this offense?
Well, you know, like I said, we were open, you know. We got open on place, and so we were there available. And that means that the call, the scheme, the prep, all that stuff, guys were where they needed to get, and we needed to just find our way to convert. I don't know that we drop any balls tonight. I don't remember, you know, not catching a football, you know, and we didn't get any balls knocked down, over at the line of scrimmage. So there's we just need to come through and convert, and everybody needs to contribute to that.
Just so I understand, and you know, just trying to understand the role of the coordinator and what that job entails. What is the primary responsibility of a coordinator?
It's orchestrating the whole effort. You know, it's everything. It's making sure that, you know, all of the process is well organized in gathering the information, making the choices and the decisions as we put together a plan. You know, utilizing the coaches that what they have, utilizing the players and what they have to offer, and it's like the word, the coordinate, you know, bring all of that together, and then he has to execute the game and get out there and call the thing in accordance with how we prepared it, and hopefully it's in sync and it makes sense and you know, we didn't go off the rails in some direction that we, you know, that we didn't prepare for, and no, we didn't, we're not doing that. We're doing the game plans the way we'd like to do them. We're looking at the opportunities the way we want to look at them. And, you know, and we have to adapt, and he has to adapt to what's happening. As we see the week unfold, he has to adapt what's happening in the game. All of that is what is called upon for the guys that are making the calls.
You mentioned the last drive there, and the success that you guys had on the in the 2 minute drill. Is there something there to build on? Is that momentum? I mean, when you turn back to the team and now that you've watched the film, do you focus on some of the positive and say, you know, it's in there obviously somewhere?
Yes. Yeah, the answer is yes to that. We're going to show these guys what they're capable of always, and so that we can keep reminding them, you know, and so that we know who we are and what we're doing, what we can count on. I mean, we've been a terrific 2 minute team for years, you know, and that's never not been a strength. And so for us to do that, like Russ said to me as he's heading out, you know, we've done this before. You know, that was the last thing he said as he went into the huddle, and which is the typical positive outlook that, you know, that he's maintained for, you know, a long, long time. And that's the confidence, you know. Well, you know, one of the things is, Mike, when you try to figure out who you are, and then when you know who you are, then you try to bring that to the party, you know, like, if you there's an old saying we learned from Rick Barry from a million years ago, you know, if you know you're a great shooter and you miss your first 10 shots, look out. You know, and that's kind of how we operate. And so we're still in that lookout. You know, it hasn't turned yet. And so we keep believing, and that's how we battle. And that's kind of at the root of all of the mentality that keeps us coming back.
I know the running game is important to you and the circle of toughness and the way the philosophy works together. You mentioned a few minutes ago that it wasn't great last night. What does that need to get going, that portion of your game?
We need more turns. We just need more reps. We need more opportunities, you know, because we're running the play passes and stuff off of it, even though we haven't had a lot of turns, you know, to get successful. You got to make first downs. You make first downs, you get more chances, you get to keep calling them, you know. And like I said, look at the illustration that we saw from the other team. They ran the ball 43 times last night, and they averaged 3 yards, 3.5 yards a carry. Well, that gives you the rhythm that allows you to set up the passes and the play passes and the opportunities to make the big plays that are you know, the big guns can make outside. I think it's interesting too that it's kind of coming out. I've heard a couple different commentaries about, you know, there's a lot of teams that are being successful right now, and they're running the football well. Well, you know, there was a time a couple of years ago that, you know, or maybe it's always been the case since we've been here, that people question, you know, my commitment to the running game. Well, that's never changed, and it's because the game isn't different in that regard. Oh, everybody's got to throw for 400 yards a game. No, you don't. You got to win, you know, and you got to do the things right so that you have the chance to do that. And the running game is at the heart of all of that for many reasons. We don't need to go into all that, but I don't think the illustration could be more obvious, and that's you know, we're always shooting for that kind of balance.
Is it, you know, as you try to figure out what's going on there? You mentioned that it's not enough reps, but, you know, at some point, is it line related? Is it running back related? I mean, is it scheme related or creativity? You know, what can you point to say, hey, if this was working better, the running game would work better?
Well, I do think that when you have your, you know, your lead dog running back, that it makes a difference, and it makes a difference on how you, you know, in every aspect of the complementary part of the running game and the passing game, you know, and you go back to when, and I don't want to make a big excuse that Chris isn't here, but Chris has been that guy for us. And we've always hoped that Rashad Penny will come through and be that guy for us. And we've had a 1-2 thought for a lot of years, and we're seeing Alex do everything he can to try to help us out. And we mixed in DJ a little bit tonight, but go back to the image of what it was like back in the day, you know, when we were putting this program together, and Marshawn was such a big part of it. That was it. It wasn't all that he did. It was just the fit of it all. And you know, when that guy's there, you give him the ball because he's that guy, man. And that's what Chris always has been. And so it seems to me that we haven't been able to get back into that kind of groove where the play caller knows he's got that guy that we can keep pounding away, and sticking with it is the right thing to do. And so we're trying to develop our guys to become that, but it just has, that's the sense you have when you do know what you got. And I think it was really clear. I thought their guy, you know, Gibson was really good tonight, and he was really sharp. And then they went 1-2 punch with McKissick, and they had a real nice rhythm with those guys, which they have had for about a month of their season now. And it's made them come to life.
Big news in the last couple days here with Lincoln Riley heading to USC. Do you reach out when there's a new USC coach? Do you talk to those guys? Is that part of like being USC coach emeritus?
Well, no, I haven't talked to Lincoln. You know, I met Lincoln when he came and visited us a couple years ago, but I've really had, you know, high regard for what he's done, and you know, whenever I had kind of any opportunity to talk about him and what I thought of him, you know, I did, you know, so I think that's a great hire for them. I think he's a marvelous, young, vibrant dude that's going to do a really nice job. He's got his act together, and he's got a lot that he brings with him, and they recognize that, and they went after it, you know, and you got to give him credit. They went for one of the highest kind of touted guy in the country, and they talked to a number of candidates, I'm sure, and to get Lincoln to go to the Trojan program, that's a big deal for them.
It's probably good for the conference also, right? To have you, when USC's good, the Pac-12 is usually good.
Well, that's kind of how we thought, yeah. Yeah, so it's good. It's really good, and he'll – there's a lot of success to be had there. You know, obviously we know that, and I wish him the very best.
Coach, it dawns on me that a couple times you've said tonight in talking about the game, which means you obviously haven't slept yet. So as most of us have had the opportunity to sleep and all of that, I know Russ has no time for it, but maybe at some point you'll get a chance to catch a few minutes. We'll let you go. We appreciate you coming right in off the plane, and we'll talk next week.
You got it, Michael. I appreciate you getting up early, too.
No, Coach, I do it every day. I have to get up. This is my job. I have to wake up at this time. It's terrible. Let's switch jobs.
Okay. Okay. You want to try this one, huh?
Well, I got some ideas. I mean, you know, I'm happy. It starts with Big Nickel, as you know. It's always Big Nickel for me.
There you go.
Coach, thank you. We'll talk next week.
Big Nickel showed up this week.
I know. Ryan Neal's been pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
You laughed at me about Big Nickel, and now you use it all the time. I just figure you got it from me.
It was because of the distance you had from really understanding what you were saying.
That's pretty much every day. There's no reason to limit that just to the Big Nickel.
All right. Well, you're on. We finally heard you.
All right, Coach. Thanks. We appreciate it. There you go. There's Pete Carroll taking some time, jumping right off the plane to talk this morning.